I need you now. No fiery light in your brow, no mountain in your palm, in your arms, nothing can.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 290. I am your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Withered Hand. That song is called Heart Heart, and that's on his new album, New Gods, which came out March 10th on Slumberland Records here in the U.S. or on Fortuna Pop there in the U.K. That's the project of Dan Wilson from Edinburgh, Scotland, and he's one of the many bands that'll be playing the Indie Tracks Festival in about a week and a half, a festival I'm heading over to soon, and a festival that sort of dominates the playlist of this week's podcast. The album itself is wonderful, one of the best albums I've heard all year, and that song there, definitely a lot more up-tempo and bouncy than the rest of the album, but the lyrics throughout the album are just fantastic. So give that one a listen, maybe take a little bit to hunt that one down, but when you find it, you're going to be very happy you did. As I said, I've got lots of music from the indie pop vein, bands playing the Indie Tracks Festival, and this is another one here. This is the Windy Darlings with the song Catch 32.
You tell me.
Quite delightful there. We end that little set with a trip back to the United States. That is The Very Most from Boise, Idaho. That song is called Oh Maisie, and that is on the Things Too Obvious to Sing EP that was released March 29th of this year on My Little Owl Records. I believe that is a small little label out of the UK, though I know very little about the label and very little about the band, other than they are playing the Indie Tracks Festival, and I'm very excited for that. Before that, we heard from the Just Jones. That song is called Some Boys Are Bigger Than Others, and that is on the band's 6.9 Love Songs, released on We Pop Records back August of last year, a band from Motherwell there in Scotland. And we started that set off with the Windy Darlings with the song Catch 32. That is on the band's album The Insufferable Fatigues of Idleness, released on Oddbox Records, one of my favorite labels, I think, April of this year. That band from Clermont-Ferrand, France, or probably Clermont. I'm very bad with Fringe. So sorry about that. Anyway, three bands that will be appearing on at this year's Indie Tracks Festival, and bands that I've sampled to get myself keyed up for that festival. And that's pretty much how the podcast works. It's pretty easy because every week I get new music, then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If I get it, you hear it on the podcast. There's no filter there, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into here another band that has just finished a U.S. tour not long ago, and they will be playing at the Indie Tracks Festival as well. A band from Durham in England. This is Onsind with the song Pokemon City Limits.
Chelsea's only memory of me and her grandfather was Christmas 91 at a pub in Denby Dale. Going through the motions of an early family trip, distracted by a Game Boy chewing on her bottom lip. She couldn't comprehend the nature of their stare. And in his youth he'd been formidable, but the sickness left him skeletal and frail. As the grown-ups buried hatchets and did their best to make their peace, Chelsea was oblivious, blissfully at ease, until the old man started ranting about the Mont and Heseltine. And as the fire in his belly rose, it captured her attention for the first and only time. And he looked at her and he gave her some advice, and it stuck with her. It was simple and precise.
He told her, never trust a Tory, they'll betray you when it matters. They will scramble to the top and then they'll kick away the ladder. Hey, never trust a Tory or a Tory in disguise. Yeah, you can see it when you look them in the eye. It's been over 20 years since they put him in the ground. Died on Christmas Day. Looking back, it's really quite profound how those words have stayed with her, how they've influenced her life, how they trace a track of lineage, a genealogy implied.
And she knows it's kind of cynical and tribal to think along those lines. Time and time again, she's seen the old fella proven right.
Never trust a Tory, they'll betray you when it matters. They will scramble to the top and then they'll kick away the ladder. Never trust a Tory or a Tory in disguise. Yeah, you can see it.
Lips away from you. Ooh. I gotta keep these lips away from you. Ooh. In theory, there is nothing more I'd rather do. But I gotta keep these lips from you.
You better keep your hands away from me. Not feel quite so free. Don't reach underneath the table and caress my knee. You better keep those paws away from me.
I've gotta keep my
my eyes from meeting yours. Cause that could lead to me down on all fours. Give us both a dry martini, we turn into whores. So I've gotta keep my eyes away from yours. Give us both a dry martini, we turn into whores. So I've gotta keep my eyes away from yours. I've gotta keep my eyes away from yours.
You know, I just love that bass line there. It's kind of like a, you know, post-punk lounge there. Very nice. That is from Kansas City's Shy Boys with the song Follow the Leader. That is the B-side on the brand's new Life is Peachy 45, which just came out July 15th on High Dive Records, though that's digitally. I guess the 7-inch physical format doesn't come out until sometime in August. Before that, we heard from The Smittens from Burlington, Vermont. That song is called These Lips, and that's on the band's new album, Love Record Breaker, out on FICA Recordings in August. So you have to wait for that one just a little bit there, but it's worth it. There's a couple of songs on there that I really love. Kind of short. Maybe it's a bit of a transitional album for them. And then we started that set off with On Sin with the song Pokemon City Limits. That is on the band's album Anesthesiology, which came out on Planet X Records in the U.S. and I think Discount Horse in the U.K. or in some way they worked together. Maybe one was a cassette release and the other thing digital. Who knows? Anyway, that it came out last year, back in May of last year. That is the project of Daniel Ellis and Nathan Stevens Griffin. They are based out of Durham in the UK, and they will be playing the Indie Tracks Fest. Those last two will not. Those Smittens have played there a number of times, and maybe Shy Boys someday. Who knows? They're slightly different aesthetics, certainly more garage, a little bit more psych, a little less pop, but I think they fit into that set nicely there. Well, I guess I should wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 290. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, such as Facebook or Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Let's see, looking at the website, a couple of things have come up since last week's podcast. We've got photos and video from the Coward Tyranny is Tyranny, Via Luna, and Sneaky Creep show at Davies, and a photo and video from the Maps for Travelers, Sundiver, Pro Magnum, and Author and Illustrator show at Zarbar. Some noisy stuff there, some post-hardcore and maybe a little bit of emo mixed in there, and some math rock. So take a look at those pictures, so watch those videos, see if that's something that interests you. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 17th, Man or Astro Man at the Riot Room or Richard Buckner at Zarbar. On the 18th, Kitten is playing at KC Live. On the 19th, Rev Gusto at the Riot Room. The 19th is also Sunny Day in Glasgow at Zarbar, which I wish I were there to see that show. The 20th, the Greys are playing at Vandals with a bunch of other good bands. The 25th, 7 Seconds is playing at Zarbar. The 29th, Matthew Sweet at Knuckleheads. Looking into August, Motley Crue at the Sprint Center on the 3rd. Seriously, I want to go to that. The 7th, Casket Girls are playing at Zarbar or Life and Times CD release show at the Riot Room. Or I guess, yeah, I think the CD is out by then. It's certainly the kickoff of their tour to promote the CD. On the 12th, OK Go at the Riot Room or Allegaon at Aftershock as part of some giant, I don't know, metal. We'll call it generic metal festival is coming through. I think Chimera is the headliner there, though. The 15th through the 17th, the Vandal Summer Camp, like 35 punk rock bands, 3 days, $10 a day, and should be lots of fun. On the 5th, the Buzz Beach Ball at Sporting Park, Arctic Monkeys, and I don't know who else is doing that one. But anyway, that's into September, and we're not talking about September yet, so we'll stop right there. I'll let you know that I will not be here for the next couple of weeks. I will be touring Wales mostly, with a little stop in a couple of UK cities as well, as mentioned, for that Indie Tracks Festival. So I'll be collecting new music, and I'll have lots of exciting things for you when we come back in August. All right, let's wrap things up here. I've got a track by Dean Wareham. You know Dean from Luna and all of those projects. He is one of the headliners at this year's Indie Tracks Festival, so I dug out his current album. Came out March 11th on Double Feature Records. The song I'm going to play is called Love Is Not a Roof Against the Rain, and is a wonderful album, a self-titled album. It's more than you could expect in some ways, and in other ways, it isn't what you expected at all. So give that one a listen. You can find that one on Spotify or any of those sort of sites. Give it a listen. See if it's something that works for you. Pay attention to those lyrics because they are wonderful, and the song craft, of course, is sublime. So we'll end things here. Dean Wareham with the song Love Is Not a Roof Against the Rain. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Well, you know, not next week, but anyway.
Love is not a roof against the rain, but sink and rise and come with me again. Everyone remembers what they want. What have I done with my life? What have I done with the keys? What have I done to deserve this? I can hold the midnight in my hand, spoken like a singer in a band. Everyone remembers what they want, stories told to give their life a font. What have I done with my life?